Follow our navigator, it's time for our message. My name's Stephen, I'm one of the ministers here, and let me just pray before I begin. Loving God, we invite you into this moment. I just pray that you would take what I've prepared and speak through me. Amen. Amen. So I grew up in a house where there was lots of music, like that girl we saw in the Alpha video. Music's really important to me. I love music. I grew up in a house where there was always music. Always a CD in the CD player in the kitchen, and we had our music so loud that that CD player would fill the whole house with music, which might explain how loud I have my music in the car, that you can hear my music as I arrive places. But I like music, and if I've learned anything on my journey in life, if we think of life as a journey, it's that God likes to speak to people in a way that they're going to understand, and therefore often for me, it's a song. Often I'll hear a song and I'm like, wow, as if God wrote those lyrics just for me. And so this week, I was in Pilates, and we were doing... Don't giggle. And I was in the middle of something called a lizard walk. Ask me later. It was quite exciting because there was a new playlist, first class of the year, new playlist. So I was quite excited to see what songs were going to be on this playlist. And suddenly, this song came on. Remember, I was mid-lizard walk. And I was like, oh! Whoa, wow, that's amazing. Those lyrics are exactly what I needed to hear right now. I'll tell you about the song in a minute. We're going to go for the Magi for a bit, because these Magi, they were stargazers, and they probably worked for someone like the King of Persia, who incidentally liked to call himself the King of Kings. Intriguing. But so they were in Persia, and their job was probably to look at the stars, make some conclusions, and then basically tell the king of Persia everything's going to be fine. They're a bit like kind of like Trump's advisors, I imagine. No, actually, Mr. President, it's going very well. Don't worry. And so one day, they're looking up at the stars, and they see something brighter than they have ever seen before. We now call it the Star of Bethlehem, which probably, clever science starry people have worked out, was probably the planet Jupiter and Saturn in conjunction within the constellation of Pisces, which is very exciting. Let me tell you why. I'm going to nerd out for a little bit. One, Jupiter is a planet that represents kings. Saturn represented the Jewish people, and the constellation of Pisces represents the area around the Mediterranean Sea. Link all that together, we have a new king of the Jews born in the area around the Mediterranean Sea. Where's Bethlehem? Near the Mediterranean Sea! It's very exciting. So, the wise men, they've spotted that, and they've gone, oh, we better go tell the king of Persia. So off they go and tell him. And probably what would have happened is that they would have then been sent like as foreign dignitaries to pay the king of Persia's respect to the new king that had been born. Hence why they go to the palace. And they would have taken gifts that would have been worth a royal birth. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. And the very exciting thing is that that conjunction happened three times in the year 7 BC. So it would have looked like it moved. As they travelled, that star would have stayed ahead of them and it would have guided them. I'll stop nerding out. I'm a little bit of an epiphany nerd. I'll put it down now. But I like to imagine on that journey that they had one thing to hold on to. And that was that star. That star that they didn't really know exactly where it was leading, I imagine. They just knew they had to follow it and follow it and follow it. And that at the end, something fantastic would come. And I'm sure on the way, they were thinking all of those exciting things. Where is this going to take us? What are we going to find? And of course, who did they find? The infant Jesus. Jesus, whose name Emmanuel means God with us, which reminds us that on our journeys, God is with us. Back to the song. So, the song that came on, bearing in mind, like the previous songs on this playlist was like Adele, a bit of Ed Sheeran, it was lovely, really lovely. It was the song Oceans by Hillsong, a worship song. I was like, what? What is? And I've had conversations about church with my Pilates instructor.
not a Christian, as far as I'm aware. So somehow, she's listened to this song and gone, oh, this is nice. You could do some stretches to this. And popped it on. So I'm lying there doing my lizard walks. And just these words are washing over me about trusting God and about letting God lead. And I was like, this is amazing. I didn't expect this on a Thursday morning. But that's just what I needed to hear. Because we're all on our journeys. And let me share a little bit about mine. Some of you may know that I'm exploring ordination, which I have to be very patient in, because this is a journey that so far has taken over 2 years. 2 years of going to meetings, having your soul like peered into all the nooks and crannies of your life, and then when you think you're done, digging a little bit deeper, and you cry a little bit, and you have to write a lot, and then you have to justify things, and then you cry a bit more, and then you go, shall I just give it all up? And God's like, no, come on, trust me. And at the moment, I'm facing this big document, and I hate writing documents. I just, it's so boring. And I was like, God, what is the point? I'll be an awful priest, let's be honest. I'll muck it all up. I'll turn more people off Jesus. Don't be ridiculous, God. What am I doing? And there on Thursday morning, God said, trust me. Come on. Let's see where this journey goes. Let's just see. Follow me. Come on. Let's give it a go. And so my prayer for each of us in 2018, for whatever journeys we are on, is to look out for what God is saying to each of us and have our eyes and ears open to how that might come. It might be through a star, or it might be through a song in your Pilates class. You don't know. But God, I promise you, will speak to you this year. And you just need to have your eyes open to see where that is going to happen, or how that is going to happen on your journey. And so when we follow our navigator, it says that now we have a bit of time for response. And something that you might like to just think about or share with the person next to you, if you feel comfortable, is what would you like to happen on your journey this year? What would you like to happen in 2018? Because that's part of that dialogue with God sometimes. It's saying, God, this is what I might like to happen this year. This is where I think I'd like to go. And that might be physical journey. That might be like, quite fancy a trip to Canada. Or it might be metaphorical, like, I'd like a new job. Or I'd like to pick up something new. And that's the first part of offering those things to God. Like that first time I said to God, God, would it be such a stupid idea if I explored ordination? And when he didn't say no, I thought, I'll give it a try. So, yeah, if you'd like to share with the person next to you or around you or just by yourself where you'd like to go this year. Like, time for me, it's been like, kind of, every Thank you for sharing with the people next to you. Would you mind if I just finished by just praying for us all for this year ahead, for all those things on the journey? Loving God, for each of us this year, for the journeys we're in the middle of, about to embark on, or just coming to the end of, I just pray that we would see where you are, that you might be a bright star guiding us every day, every week, every month of this year. May we know you with us on that journey. May we see you, may we hear from you, may we know your guidance. In your name, amen. Amen.